Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to talk about getting a home loan. And yes, as you may have feared, it is going to get harder for most people to obtain finance. Why is that? Well, as we all know, unless you've been living under a rock, we have really high inflation globally, but high in Australia, like over 5%, expected to get to over 7% by the end of this year. That means we're not earning anymore, but we're spending a whole lot more. It costs us more to fill up our petrol tank and to buy our groceries and all the essentials we need just to get through life. Now, recently, Anthony Albanese, as well as the Reserve Bank governor and the powers that be, said that wages needed to be capped. We kind of think if we're having to spend a lot more, then we need to earn a lot more to meet those spending requirements. But inflation is going up faster than wages are going to rise. So wages have been capped to stop us chasing our tail, earning more, spending more, getting more and more inflation. So we are going to feel a pinch. Now, when you go for a home loan, what do they look at? They look at what you spend each week on peas and potatoes. They look at all your bank statements. If you're spending a lot more, but you're not earning much more, and the loan repayments are a whole lot higher because interest rates have gone up, then guess what? You won't be able to qualify for the amount of money that you could have a few months back. So it doesn't have to be a game changer. Forewarned is forearmed, though. We need to know that there will be some headwinds. It doesn't stop us. You find a way over, round, through, under. But banks are simply going to have to assess you at higher standards. And that's not a bad thing. When we think about it, when we had the global financial crisis, I personally helped thousands of people who'd been lent to irresponsibly. Now, since then, we've had a banking royal commission, and it was found out that, yeah, lots of banks just gave money to anyone who could fog up a mirror and who had a pulse. They just looked at low-doc loans and no-doc loans, and it was quite easy to get a loan. Now, with responsible lending laws, banks have to make sure that you can afford the repayments on your loan. So they will assess you for that. They are obliged by compliance and laws to ask for details, to check out what they call your serviceability. So they want to see what you're earning, what you're spending, how much you've got left over at the end of the day to service a mortgage at higher rates. So they're going to put all that through the sieve, put it under the microscope, and figure out what they can lend you. And I know from our very broad and wide community, even anecdotally, people are saying that what they qualified for a while back, a few months ago, when they had to refresh their loan application to keep it alive, they qualified for a lot less. So banks don't assess you at the Reserve Bank rate. So at the time of filming this, the rate is 0.85%. May go up in the beginning of July at the next rate meeting. Actually, probably will. But at the moment, banks do not assess you at the Reserve Bank rate. They add a buffer in there. So they'll be assessing you at 5% or so. And the higher rates go, the higher they'll assess you at. So in other words, if rates were to get as high as they're expecting, the Reserve Bank rate, some say will go as high as 4%, that means we'll be paying 7% or more through our loans at the banks, and the banks will assess you at a much higher figure. They almost stress test you. Like if it went to, if you had to pay 10%, could you afford that? And they have a limit or a speed bump that it shouldn't and can't go more than 6 times your salary or your earnings, the amount that you borrow. Now we've come dangerously close. In fact, because of the rising property market, a quarter of loans were above 6 times earnings, which means there are a lot of people hocked up to the eyeballs in debt. And that's something that the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, who controls credit and how banks and lenders lend to members of the public, is going to make sure that they watch that from a compliance point of view and really put a lid on what lending is possible. However, there are many ways to skin a cat. So there are lots of loans out there. There is disruptive change around lending. So there are a lot more players in the market, and the rules are quite different depending on the lender. They have their way of assessing you for responsible lending. They have their algorithm, what they look at, things that they may forgive or overlook. There are lenders out there that can, for example, overlook a poor credit rating, which with comprehensive credit reporting can get you now. If you miss paying your mobile phone bill or your council rates or something, or you're late paying a mortgage, that goes on your credit report. It affects your credit score and it can make it really challenging to get a loan. But these things can be fixed, and there are groups out there that can clean up your credit score for you, and there are lenders that will take an explanation. Yeah, we've got a few black marks on our credit score, but it was because the dog ate my homework and I didn't get to post the check, or whatever your answer is, they'll take that into account and they have that in their discretion. The other possibility is if you are using property more as an enterprise, if you're more active on your property journey, if you're renovating and flipping properties, like it's not just your mum and dad family home that you're borrowing the money for. If you're earning money or trading through a property business as a property entrepreneur, then there is a whole big world now of private funding. So that's groups with big pots of money looking for yield. They will charge more than the banks charge, but if you're flipping a property within 3 or 4 months, you're going in, renovating, selling it for a profit, then there are private funders out there who will capitalize the interest, that is, add it to the loan and you pay it at the end when you sell the property. There are private funders out there that will look at the deal. In other words, they'll look at the profitability of the deal, not so much you and your pay slips and your tax returns and your serviceability. So lots of options out there. And at the end of the day, if you are flipping properties within a 3 or 4 month period, then higher interest rates, as long as you factor in all of the costs and overheads, they won't bother you as much. So if you're looking at, for example, 10 or 12% per annum, don't forget, you got to divide that then by, you know, 3 or 4, depending on how long the deal takes you. And obviously there's also private funding for small developments or bigger property developments. So a whole big world out there where you can access funds for your property investing at your family home, or indeed a more entrepreneurial property journey. There is a big world of finance, and all you have to do is ask and never assume that it can't be done, because lending isn't one size fits all and there's lots of ways to skin a cat. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey, and we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.